Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. We learned last week that Donald Trump came into contact with at least 500 people after testing positive for the coronavirus. This was right before one of the Biden debates. Seth Meyers joked he's like the Johnny Appleseed of COVID. I feel like maybe we should have known from that debate he had something based on his performance. It was either COVID or rabies. Kimmel said, that's right. He could have knowingly infected hundreds of people with a deadly virus. You know, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Kimmel. Trump took no precautions after testing positive. He didn't cancel events. He was maskless inside the White House and on Air Force One. It's almost like, you know, if you didn't know him better, it's almost like he doesn't care about others. Trevor Noah was on 60 Minutes this week. He said Jon Stewart had to talk him into hosting The Daily Show. When he was offered the host chair, Trevor said it would have meant taking a pay cut and giving up his life on the road. Jon Stewart talked him into it. Stewart said, I'm not offering you the glitz and glam of your life. I'm offering you a home for a while that I think you'll come to enjoy. Trevor said, that intrigued me. I was like, I've always wanted to have home. I've always wanted to belong. And so I thought, well, this could be the chance. 60 Minutes asked Trevor, did Dave Chappelle cross the line? His answer, yes, no. It immediately puts me in a position where I have to choose a side where I think that the matter is a lot more complex than that. I think everybody is defining the line for themselves. Leslie Stahl said, no, society defines the line. Trevor, you see, what you're saying now is you're saying society has decided, but America is clearly divided in that half of society's gone like, no, Dave Chappelle, we love what you said. We're sick of wokeness. We're sick of people being told what to say. We're sick of not knowing how to use the right pronoun. You're right, Dave Chappelle. So then if half of society is saying Dave Chappelle's right and half of society is saying that he's wrong, then that means there is no line. It means society is seeing the line from two different sides. And so that's why I say you can't say he crossed the line, because which side of the line are you looking at? That defines whether he crossed it or not. I haven't watched the interview, but I read the transcript and I posted a link on the Daily Comedy News Facebook group page. It reads kind of confrontational, like Leslie's just doing her thing and Trevor's like, I'm having no part of that. She asked him about who he dates and he just gave a feisty answer back. I might have to put eyes on it, but it didn't read comfortable at all. The Daily Beast talked about Louis C.K.'s newest special, which I have not seen yet because I'm a terrible host. The Beast writes, C.K.'s latest project relishes in the myth of cancellation that has become one of the most widely and incorrectly appropriated terms in the public lexicon in the Trump age. Sorry, currently available on C.K.'s website, carries an overt smugness and unapologeticness throughout its hour-long runtime, from its ironic use of a giant sorry marquee sign in the background, to a 15-minute opening bit on pedophilia, to a closing rant on the feminization of straight men, in which he says the F-word several times with gleeful abandon. Like most of C.K.'s goading comedy, he attempts to humorlessly rationalize and empathize with the most repulsive behavior. The Beast continues, this special is a noticeably less bitter and resentful performance than the mean-spirited soundbites from his comedy shows over the past 2 years. At his most acute, CK still manages to underscore the ridiculousness of our collective flaws as a species in a casually hilarious way that unfortunately made the writer chuckle a few times, writes the writer, including when he lampoons our apathy toward isolated tragedies that's recently been upended by a global pandemic or society's cruel treatment of fat people. However, like most straight male comics who think queer people have too many rights, he has to pit fat people against trans people, suggesting we're kinder to the latter group, as if those two groups cannot overlap. Additionally, he can never seem to flip the critical lens onto himself, only mentioning his past transgressions for a moment of pity by comparing his short-lived exile to being in quarantine. In sum, sorry is an indirect missive for those of us who care deeply about the issues and hope for a culture of accountability within the comedy space. CK takes shots at a lot of people over the course of an hour, but the joke is first and foremost on us. Again, I haven't seen it yet, but I did share a 6-minute clip on the Facebook group page, and I thought it was pretty funny. From TMZ, Jesse Scarola owns Atrium Stadium Cinemas on Staten Island. You know what that theater's known for? That's right, it was the site of Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian's recent date night. Jesse says they rented out the theater. That makes a lot more sense. They wanted to watch House of Gucci. Scarola tells TMZ that Pete Davidson hits the spot at least once a month with friends, although it was a slightly different experience with Kim Kardashian, as her security team called ahead to make sure it was cool for the couple to enter through a side door. Despite making a low-key entrance, writes TMZ, Scarola says Kim and Pete chatted with staff and fans like Pete Davidson usually does, and they even took pics with folks. Point is, we're told Kim Kardashian made an effort to get to know people at her boyfriend's neighborhood theater. Aww. Meanwhile, Pete and Miley Cyrus have announced some guests for their big New Year's Eve show on NBC. Guests include Brandi Carlile, Billy Joel Armstrong, Saweetie, Anita with two T's, Jack Harlow, 24K Golden, Kitty Cash, who spells cash with a dollar sign where the S should be, and more to be announced at a later date. You know what I'm reading there? This show's not for me. I'm old. Who are these people? The special airs live New Year's Eve on NBC, 10:30 to 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time, will be live streamed on Peacock. If you'd like to celebrate New Year's on like a 20-second delay, yeah, that's like the realities of how digital works. There's no live on the internet. Things take time to get from point A to point B. Sidebar on that, I used to, at SiriusXM, we would do a show called Raw Dogs Effin' New Year's Eve, and I would try and time it out so that midnight would air at midnight, but here's the problem. On a Sirius satellite radio, it's, if I recall correctly, 23 seconds for the signal to get from the studio to space to back to your radio. So, all right, I can account for that. So I would time the show to end at 11:59:43 or 47 or whatever the math is to account for the delay to space and back. Then we merged with XM. XM has a different satellite system with a different amount of time, which was not the same as Sirius, so there was no way to coordinate that on both systems. Midnight would be at the same time. Then we added streaming, which had a totally different delay, so I was unable to celebrate midnight at midnight on my radio stations, to my great frustration, but I get it, and there are bigger problems in the world. Back to Pete Davidson, a quick stop at Gossip Corner. Elle Magazine points out, Pete Davidson spotted leaving the Four Seasons Hotel in Tribeca on Monday night, where Kim Kardashian was staying. Whoa. Pete strolled past the cameras with a huge grin on his face. Wonder what they were doing. Were they doing the ooh la la? Oh, when we were like 12, I had a friend who would refer to something as the ooh la la. We still make fun of him. From Deadline, Lorne Michaels could possibly perhaps consider leaving Saturday Night Live after the 50th anniversary. This story is making the news a little bit, but Lorne is using the phrase consider. Here's an example of consider. I'm considering not going to trivia tonight because of Omicron. It doesn't mean I'm not going. It's just a thought that crossed my mind. I am considering it. Lorne Michaels told Gail King that the 50th anniversary might be a really good time to leave. I think I'm committed to doing the show until its 50th anniversary, which is in 3 years. I'd like to see that through, and I have a feeling that'd be a really good time to leave. Can the show go on without him? I won't want the show to ever be bad. I care too deeply about it. It's been my life's work, so I'm going to do everything I can to see it carry on and carry on well. Who will replace him? Lauren says he has a good sense of where we're headed with that, but he wasn't going to talk about it, given that the 50th anniversary was 3 years away. Will he give the person's initials? Lauren said, yeah, no. From Complex, Trevor Moore from The Whitest Kids You Know, he passed away August 6th. Following what was investigated as a suspected fall from the second-story balcony of his L.A. home, he is confirmed to have died in an accidental manner. Trevor Moore died at age 41 of blunt force head trauma after the fall in his backyard, per the L.A. County Medical Examiner coroner. TMZ reports that Trevor Moore's blood alcohol content was over the legal limit. Police told the outlet they found empty alcohol bottles at the scene. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's Batteries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Palace Intrigue. That's where you get your daily royal family news. Man, you got to feel bad for the Queen. She had to cancel Christmas. There's COVID. Did you hear about this? Poor Queen. She just wanted to have Christmas with the family over. The family's a colorful lot, by the way. But it is not happening. We'll keep you posted on the latest on Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. It is trivia night. Not sure if I'm going or not with the Omicron. A little scared. But I kind of want to buy Glenn a beer. Or you could buy Glenn a beer by going to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can throw any amount in the tip jar. Suggested amount, $5. This is how you support the show. I probably should have mentioned that at the beginning. I'm not just randomly asking you to buy this dude you've never met a beer. He is pretty cool, though. But if you want to support the show, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw a couple bucks in the tip jar, $5 suggested amount. If you throw $5 in today, I will take your $5, and I will buy Glenn at Trivia Night at the brewery 5/7 of a beer. Beer is not $5 anymore. I don't know what you think this is. Do you think it's the year 2000? Beer is more than $5, guys. But I will buy Glenn 5/7 of a beer and chip in the last $2 myself. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. The Interrobang wants you to vote for Comedian of the Year. Their nominees are... Ricky Velez, no. Nikki Glaser, no. Michael Che, no. Tim Dillon, maybe. Hasan Minhaj, Bo Burnham, no. Phoebe Robinson, no. Ollie Wong, no. Nate Bargatze, maybe. Nick Kroll, no. I'm going to vote for Tim Dillon out of that bunch. And as I always mention when I say Tim Dillon's name, when he finally steps on the third rail, I'm going to deny I ever voted for him. I'm going to be like, what are you talking about? I voted for Nikki Glaser. The Interrobang writes, in case you're wondering why Dave Chappelle's name is not on here, they explain. They did not include the Hall of Famers, the comedians who have received Lifetime Achievement Awards or a Mark Twain Award. They've made it already. Consider them winners already. Dave Chappelle's already a comedy god. We don't need to vote for him. We all know. Yeah, when I saw the list, I was like, Dave Chappelle, anyone? So I'm glad they explained that. Previous winners, 2014, Bill Burr. 15, Nate Bargatze. Could he win again? 2016, Jim Jeffries. 2017, Judah Friedlander. 18, Bert Kreischer. 19, Shane Gillis. Last year, Colin Quinn was the Interrobang's Comedian of the Year. One thing I should point out, there's different shades of comedy. There's like the LA alt crowd, and then there's the New York City brick wall smoking a cigarette in front of the cellar with Dave Attell crowd. The Interrobang is more about the brick wall crowd. They're more likely to go to Skankfest than they are to go to FS Sketchfest, okay? So keep that in mind with their reader base. Like, you know, they're not going to vote for Nick Kroll. He's not winning this. So if I profile the website and their audience, Dylan's got a good chance here. Bo Burnham could win, maybe. We'll see. From Cleveland.com, former Ohio Governor John Kasich... What? And former Daily Show correspondent Jordan Klepper are teaming up on a new weekly podcast. Why? Kasich and Klepper. We'll share interests and seek common ground across a host of topics, all with an entertaining rapport and a flurry of jokes at each other's expense. John Kasich said, "If you're looking for more political talk, this podcast may not be for you. Instead, this series will unleash discussions on life and pop culture with some of the most interesting voices across our nation." I'll jump in here. I know when I watched the debates and I saw John Kasich up there, I was like, man, he's hilarious. Our goal is to provide a unique perspective on important issues facing us all. And because we don't take ourselves too seriously, we'll give listeners something to think about and perhaps laugh about. Klepper added, "In these fractured times, it takes a Herculean effort or a podcast to get contrasting views to engage. Although the governor may have different political beliefs and is 300 years older than I am, I look forward to finding that elusive common ground that has been deemed extinct by modern historians. In addition, I can't wait to talk with some inspiring guests who will hopefully challenge our assumptions and ultimately confirm that of the two hosts, I'm the superior interviewer." That's some good quotage there. I enjoyed that. Kasich and Klepper, coming out Thursdays in 2022. And from the Bangor Daily News, your home for comedy news, they put on our radar a video series called Welcome to Maine. That's how comedy partners Ian Stewart and James Theberge begin each of their Welcome to Maine videos. The pair then go on to explain a Maine cultural oddity or iconic location, studying copious facts with jokes about beer, weed, and Allen's coffee-flavored brandy. I guess that's some Maine humor there. What started out as a pandemic time killer has now grown into a recognizable and profitable Maine comedy brand with almost 20,000 social media followers, nearly 40 videos, and a new podcast. They even performed a sold-out live show in Bangor. Hey, comedian Bob Marley. He's a Maine-based comedian. You need to know that for my joke. Hey, comedian Bob Marley, they're coming for your corner. Stewart said, "We put up that first video with the characters just on our own Facebook pages and it popped off. We thought we should make some more." Stewart is the taller of the pair and does most of the writing. He also directs and edits the pieces. Ironically, his character, Mark, does not speak. Looking a bit like a stoned Muppet, Mark only says one word, yep. Except he never quite manages to pronounce the final consonant, coming closer to saying, yeah. But with a single syllable, he's able to react, make statements, and even ask questions. Stewart said, "I wanted to free myself up to direct things, pay attention to what we were filming. I don't want to have to worry about lines." I shared one of their videos on the Facebook group page. Third mention today, Daily Comedy News podcast group. Stewart says, "We're definitely not making fun of Maine. It's about our love of Maine. We're roasting Maine because we love it." And that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, Pandora, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In the next episode of the Hitmaker Chronicles podcast, we dive deep into Noah Kahan's Stick Season, a poignant and introspective indie folk masterpiece. We explore the song's themes of hometown nostalgia, the passage of time, and the struggle to reconcile the past with the present. Through a detailed analysis of the lyrics, music, and cultural impact, we uncover how Stick Season resonates with listeners on a profoundly personal level. Follow the Hitmaker Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts.